And good morning, Cora. Good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 for our second last show for 2020. What a year it has been, and what amazing stories we've heard, what amazing guests we've had on the program all the way through, Zooming and live and all of that throughout the past 12 months. This is our second last show for the year. Next week, we have a Christmas panel, the keys of a successful Christmas, and we have Councillor Fiona McAllister, our new mayor, and Lindsay and Megan and Kath are all on a very special panel. So don't miss our last program next week. But for this week, I was thinking about Christmas, and I was thinking, what's really important about Christmas? And if I was to put to you this morning, wherever you are, whether you're in the car or at home or at work, the three most important things to you in your life, what would they be? What would the three most important things be? Well, I venture a guess that one of those three is your kids, if you have them. And if I was to ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, how important are your kids to you, or your grandkids, for those of you who are older, would they be a 10? I reckon they're pretty important to us. When you think about Christmas, whether you're a person of faith, the child in a manger 2,000 years ago, kids are very central, aren't they, to the Christmas story, to being the centre at Christmas. And so today's program is absolutely compelling listening because we're talking about children. We're talking about kids. And it's not just that we're going to talk about children. We're going to talk about the importance of keeping them safe, particularly over these Christmas, New Year times. And there's no one better placed than the CEO of Child Safe Australia, our very own Neil Milton. Hi, Neil. Good to have you on Zoom this morning.
Yeah, it's so good to be here. Thanks again for inviting me on the show.
It's Neil, I look at the stats of what you've done, and we'll share some of those a little bit later, over the last 12 months, focusing on child safety and making Australia and the various groups across the country safer places for children. But thank you for coming on, because I think Christmas really is all about kids, and I don't think there's a more important message than we stop to think this morning, just 2 weeks before Christmas. How do we ensure that our kids are safe and healthy and happy over this Christmas time? But Neil, let's rewind a few years. You were obviously a child way back there, as I was. What was important to you as a child, and was safety ever a consideration when you were 4 years old or 14 years old? Or did we not worry about those things back then?
No, I think the expectation for me was that as a child, that the adult would keep me safe. And that the people in my life that I trusted, that they would actually keep me safe, whether I was at an organisation like a sporting club or whether I was at home or et cetera, et cetera. And I think when it comes to Christmas, I mean, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I got the presents I wanted, really, to be honest, and had a good feed. And so, you know, that was kind of my focus as a young person. But as I've gotten older, I've realised that, and I've got my own children, I've realised that they have to take number one priority, not just at Christmas, but all the time.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about time. I'm talking about safety.
Yes, fantastic. And the old adage is that it takes a whole village to raise a child. I'm wondering whether it should be, it takes a whole village to keep a child safe as well, Neil. You've been the CEO of, well, I think you're the national manager, or I might not have got your title correct there, Neil.
General manager.
General manager. There, we're very close. But we know what you mean. You've been there for how many years now?
I've been there for 3.5 years.
Yes, 3.5 years. And I know from the statistics, the stories you've shared with me, that child safety is an absolute passion. It's not a job for you. And after this first song, we're going to hear all about the amazing work of Child Safe Australia. But more importantly, for you listeners this morning, how can we ensure that your child, your grandchild, is safe and happy and healthy over this coming Christmas time?
body and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time.
And good morning, everyone. You're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations. My very special guest via Zoom this morning is the General Manager of Child Safe Australia, our very own Neil Milton. Neil is a local. He's, I think, spent more time around the country, perhaps not the last 6 months, Neil, but over the last 12 months than just about anybody I know. And the statistics for what you as Child Safe have done in terms of making children safer in organisations are very compelling. 320,000 children that you have worked with, the organisations, that's sporting clubs, church groups and the like all over the country. That's face-to-face training and people trained and webinars and Facebook sessions and all sorts of things. I feel tired just looking at the list, Neil. It's pretty amazing. But let's bring it closer to home because we will talk more about those resources later on, Neil. But closer to home, I put it to you that just as it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to keep a child safe. We as adults all have a responsibility, don't we, in terms of child safety, don't we? As a parent, as a friend of a parent, don't we all have a responsibility?
Absolutely. There's a saying that we use and other people use as well is that child safety is everybody's business. And what that means is that we as adults have a responsibility to make sure that children are safe, whether they're our own or they're not our own. So if we see something occurring in the playground that is untoward and that is inappropriate, then we actually have a responsibility to speak up. And we actually have a responsibility to report that. If we see something in the schoolyard, if we see something between two children, which is actually, it's not just about adult and child, it's actually abuse can occur from child and child. And, you know, that was my experience as a child. And so the thing is that as adults, we need to learn and to grow in the understanding of child safety so that we can protect ours and other people's children.
Mm. So as we look 2 weeks down the track, Neil, we're going to be Christmas. It's going to be Christmas Eve in 2 weeks and then Christmas Day and all the things that go around that. And as I said in the introduction, kids are very much a central part of Christmas. So are kids always safe over that time?
Look, unfortunately, they're not all the time. You know, family violence is quite huge, and a lot of kids get caught up in that. There's some pretty horrible statistics around the fact that that children have witnessed family violence, and there's a number of children that have. And the holidays and those types of times are times where they do actually encounter this type of violence.
Hmm. Neil, I don't know the stats. I'm sure you do. That the highest proportion of children who are harmed in some way are harmed, sadly, by someone that is known to them. Is that? Mm. It's a very high percentage.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So any sexual abuse, people are abused by someone that they know. It's about 98%, and it's probably higher than that. That's just the reported results. And it's pretty horrible to think about that, isn't it? That, you know, yeah. An uncle and auntie or mum or dad or grandma and grandpa, which is the highest statistics there, that could actually harm a child. And that's horrible to think about. But it is true, and it means that we need to be diligent, and we can't just kind of go, okay, we've just got to trust everyone. We've actually got to have our antennas up and think, hang on a second, like, is there anything that we're noticing that is inappropriate? Is there anything that our child is telling us that might be bringing up some red flags? You know, and so unfortunately, a lot of survivors that I've spoken to have actually shared that it has been a family member.
Hmm. We're going to look a little bit further into that, Neil, and I know you're going to share, because I'm going to twist your arm, you're going to share some tips for us around child safety and as you say, looking for the signs, having our antenna up and making sure that kids that are so important to each and every one of us are in fact safe and happy and healthy over this Christmas time. So let's have a song and we'll come back and we'll tease some of those out. Let's have a listen to Courtney Hale with Glitter.
Thank you.
And you're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations for our second last program for the year. Next week we'll be winding up with our How to Make a Successful Christmas panel, which includes our new mayor, Councillor Fiona McAllister, Megan Buntine, Kath Ganaway and Lindsay Frost. That's going to be an amazing panel next week. And a happy birthday to Cheryl out there today. And we have a late night shopping opportunity in Healesville tonight. So if you haven't done your local shopping, get out there tonight and support the local traders. We'll be having a break in January, and I'll be back again on the first Thursday in February next year. If you haven't been on our program and you have a story to tell, or your group has a story to tell, we'd love to have you. And we're also going to be doing some panel conversations next year, having had great feedback on the couple of panels we've done this year. So if you've got a panel idea that you'd like us to get some specialist people in to discuss the pros and cons and some of the challenges, we'd love to hear from you. And more immediately after the 11 o'clock news this morning, live all the way from the UK, we have Kay of Friday Night in West Ealing. That's an outer suburb of London. All the way from there, it's going to be midnight, I believe, in London. And Luke Sinclair from Sticky Institute and Corazon will be talking with Kay all about their special 30th production and other things, which is great. So let's go back to our special guest this morning, Neil Milton, the General Manager of Child Safe Australia. And if you want, I should just give you the contact details, www.childsafe.org.au. There's all sorts of downloads and free resources and things that we'll talk about later on there. Or if you want to make contact with Child Safe Australia on behalf of perhaps a group that you're involved with or just for yourself, email them at info@childsafe.org.au. Neil, we've agreed already, and hopefully our listeners are nodding out there or putting their hands up or something, that kids are really important to us, that they are among the most important things. And on a scale of 1 to 10, they're probably 10 out of 10 if we have kids or grandkids. And as we think about Christmas, kids are very central to the Christmas story. And so we want to make sure they're safe. Neil, body safety is part of that, isn't it? Tell us about when we use the term body safety. What are we meaning there, and what are we looking out for?
Yeah, absolutely. So body safety and consent is the term, and it's basically recognising that children are their own person and they actually are their own people, and so therefore they have their own personal space, and what is their body is what they say goes. You know, and so it's not about disrespect, it's about respect. So let me just paint a picture, just to give you a bit of an example. Christmas Day, everyone comes over, family members are piling through the door, there's grandma, grandpa, et cetera, and the kids are lined up ready for that kiss. One of the particular children is balking at the idea and going, no, I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to, and Mum and Dad are going, no, just give him a kiss, give him a kiss, give him a kiss. No, I don't want to. I don't feel comfortable in doing that, et cetera, right? That's not okay to force a child to do something that they don't want to do when it comes to invading their personal space. Body safety is recognising how to teach and empower the children in the 5 body safety rules, which we're going to talk about in the next section, so that they can actually have the tools in their kit bag so that if an adult or child invades their personal space or wants them to do something that they know they shouldn't do, then therefore they can say no and that's okay to do that. Parents need to model what that actually looks like, and that includes saying, you know, if you want to give a kiss, that's totally fine. If you don't, that's okay as well. No problems at all. Because otherwise what we're doing is we're forcing them physical contact, which is actually not okay. And it's, if they're not wanting it, then therefore that's actually something that is not helpful.
And Neil, is that something that perhaps sometimes we inadvertently do or perhaps intentionally at other times, that we we don't want to offend Grandma or Uncle Bob or something or other. Is that why we're scared that they'll be offended because they haven't seen little Sally for, you know, 6 months or something?
I think it's two things. I think it's history, as in, like, you know, passed down history. But then also, yes, it is. It's that I don't want to don't offend Grandma and Grandpa. You can't offend Grandma and Grandpa. Or Uncle Bob or whatever. Because, you know, you haven't seen them for 6 months. You know, like, the least you can do is this, you know. And that's
pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, that makes them feel guilty. That makes them feel belittled. That makes them feel like they have to do everything their parents say, in terms of, even if it's, you know, might be unethical or whatever it is. And, like, we don't know that Uncle Bob 6 months ago might have actually interfered with that child or abused that child. And that child hasn't disclosed yet, but this is their warning sign going, I don't want to do that. Now, I'm not saying that every time, but it's about saying, I want to empower my child with the ability to say no.
So Neil, if I was being devil's advocate, you know, there's only a small percentage of people who are perpetrators who take advantage of children, but sadly, all of us then carry the burden and the responsibility for making sure that small percentage of people who are sadly preying on our children don't get into positions where they can do that. What's the message we give to people who are not perpetrators, you know, in this context? What are the messages that we need to give them?
If we truly love people, if we truly love children, then we'll give them the choice of what they should do rather than what they must do. And it comes back to that love, because perpetrators don't love children. They want to hurt children. Now, they use the term love, but the reality is that it's not love, it's hurt. And so adults that are not perpetrators are to show love, and so therefore to be able to give them choice and boundaries, and also empower them with what they need to say no with. So that's a teacher, an educator, and a parent, uncle, auntie, et cetera, et cetera. We all have a responsibility to make sure that child's safe 100% of the time.
Neil Milton, the General Manager of Child Safe Australia, is the person that you're listening to, my very special guest via Zoom this morning. And if you want more resources, practical tips background information, you can go to their website, www.childsafe.org.au. We're going to come back after the next song, and we're going to be talking about the 5 body safety rules and just what they are and what we should look out for. And let's take it away with the Northern Folk.
I got the Psalms in my pocket. If you wanna get to heaven, son, you're gonna need a rocket. You wanna make the pearly gate before they start to lock it. Once they lock it, oh, you won't get in. See, hell's just heaven with the lights turned down. A few more fires we can dance around. And all my friends will be there anyhow, cause I've always been a sucker for sin. You gotta get on, get some moving, or get on before the night. Too cold, get on, get some moving, or get on before we're all too old. Get on. Well, I was calm, then I was critical, but now I'm just inspired. I'm slow to go political, but I'm getting f***ing tired of the demon screaming freedom with her hair on fire, saying kindness seals our fate. See, first we steal the land, and then we set the laws. Boundless plains with the frozen doors. Oh, can't you see the irony? Can't you see the flaws? Oh no, we won't just wait. You gotta get on, get some moving, or get on before the night's too cold. Get on, get some moving, or get on before we're all too old. Get on. arms a little out of reach. When your coffee and your scones cost you 12 bucks each. I'm not here to scold you, brother, I'm not here to preach. I say to each their own. But if we gave a little more, spend a little less, you take out what you need, but you leave some for the rest. Pay some more attention to the pounding in your chest, and maybe you skip those scones. You gotta get on, get to moving, oh, get on before the night's too cold. Get on, get to moving, oh, get on before we're all too old. Get on, get on.
And with just 2 weeks to go until Christmas, there's nothing more important than talking about children and child safety in particular, ensuring that our children are safe and happy and healthy, and that Christmas is a special time for them together with our families. And so this morning I have invited Neil Milton from Child Safe Australia to be our special guest via Zoom. And Neil's been all over the country with his team this year, working with organisations and communities to ensure that those organisations, sporting clubs, church groups, schools, etc., are safe places for children. But right now, this morning, we're talking about child safety in the context of our own families and our own communities. And Neil, I'm going to put to you, ask you if you wouldn't mind just sharing those body safety rules that you were speaking about just before the last song.
Yeah, sure. So Janine Sanders, who's a body safety educator, She came up with these five body safety rules that are quite generic, which are quite powerful, and we use them in our body safety and consent training courses with educators and childcare centres and schools, etc. So the first one is, my body is my body and it belongs to me. And so what it's talking about is that I can actually say no if I don't want to kiss or hug someone. I can give them a high five, I can shake their hand, I can blow them a kiss. You know, you are the boss of your body and what I say.
But bit like the elbows during COVID or something, Neil, for us adults.
An elbow bump. That's right. Exactly right. The second thing is, I have a safety network. Who are the 3 to 5 adults I trust? I can tell these people anything and everything, and they'll actually believe me. You know, when they feel worried, when they feel unsure, when they, you know, they can actually tell their safety network and how they're feeling and why they're feeling this way. And that safety network will act and do something about it. The third thing is early warning signs. If I feel frightened or unsafe, I may sweat a lot, I might get a sick tummy, I might become shaky, and my heart might beat really fast. And what these are called, they're called early warning signs. And if this is something that is happening, then I must tell someone on my safety network straight away. The fourth thing is private parts. My private parts are the parts of my body under my bathing suit. So it's my mouth. It's actually a private part as well, but I also call my private parts by their correct names. No one can touch my private parts. They can't ask about my private parts or touch my private parts. And if anything happens like that, I must tell an adult on my safety network. And the final thing, which is quite important for families, is secrets. I should never keep secrets that make me feel bad or uncomfortable. If someone asks me to keep a secret that makes me feel bad or unsafe, I must tell an adult on my safety network. And the reason why this one is so important is because perpetrators use secrecy as a way to silence victims. And so, but what we say in our industry is, no secrets, only happy surprises. So in other words, if you're buying something for mum for Christmas, that's a little bit different than it is if someone is touching your private part.
Yes. And you mentioned along the way there, Neil, the early warning signs. Just perhaps share with our listeners this morning, if I'm a family member or I have some concerns or there's just something feeling not quite right, what might some of those early indicators, those early warning signs be that might be flagging that a child, one of my children or a friend's child or something, may not in fact be safe? What might some of those be?
Sure. One of the biggest ones that I would probably encourage parents to understand is if their child is actually sharing that their private parts are sore in any way, that they ask them about that and they actually talk about that. And that's a really important one. The other one is that is my child spending a lot of time with one particular adult? For instance, is a teacher taking them aside the whole time of a class? Are they buying them things? Is there something that they keep getting from home? Are they starting to act out in sexual behaviours, which is way above their age? Or are they acting out on children, those types of behaviours? Because they are quite, they're early warning signs to say, actually, hang on a second, there could actually be something going on in the home or in someone else's home. And that's really important to understand.
Hmm. And you also mentioned the safety networks, the three adults. Neil, are they typically members of the family or are they outside the family? Just your thoughts on that.
Sure. Yeah. So if you go to thechildsafety.org.au and click on resources and hit parents, this is a product or a resource we created called Safety Network. And basically, there's a lot of information around kids have to have a safety network, but there's not information around how to choose one. Right? So we've developed a resource with Value and Children Initiative around how to choose one. And how to choose a safety network is that, yes, you would have some family members on there, maybe two or three, but there must be two people that are not anything to do with your family. So, for instance, it could be a teacher, be a chaplain, it could be a sports coach, could be someone like that, because otherwise what happens if it is happening in your home and you don't have anyone else to tell?
You're listening to Neil Milton, the CEO of ChildSafe Australia, and we're talking all things child safety. Neil, after the next music break, let's talk about online safety and the importance of online safety as we go into these, well, not just Christmas, but the Christmas holidays, the long holiday break, and I'm sure many children will be spending more time online. So what are the important things for us as parents, grandparents, in terms of ensuring online safety? We'll come right back after this song.
A stranger to the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. Wanna cut me down? I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. Another round of bullets hits my spirit. gonna send a bird, gonna drown a man. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And my special guest this morning is Neil Milton from Child Safe Australia. If you've missed part of the program this morning, you can get it on our podcast probably by next week and listen to the whole program then. But we're also off air just talking about child safe training, and Child Safe Australia does have a package, a very user-friendly parent package, or anyone for that matter, child safe training online. And it's a very modest price, and you can sign up and do it at your convenience. But as we head into Christmas and Christmas holidays and mobile devices and gifts and things like that, Neil, I'm sure kids, perhaps adults too, are going to be spending a lot of time on mobile devices and iPads and laptops and things like that. Child safety is pretty important in that space, isn't it? Just talk us through that, Neil.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, online safety. Look, the reality is, let me just tell you the bad stuff for a minute, just for literally 10 seconds. COVID created a perfect storm for perpetrators. What that means is that more people were online, you know, children were online and unattended to, because parents are trying to, you know, run their businesses or, you know, work. And I mean, I was that situation as well. And the problem is that perpetrators love that, because then they could just comment or contact children, and let's say there's something that happens and their child is embarrassed about it, they may not actually speak up. So online safety is actually really critical. And coming into Christmas, let's be honest, you know, for me personally, you know, we're going to give our son a mobile phone. Hopefully he's not listening.
Yeah, I hope he's not listening this morning there, Neil.
Yeah, that's right. and look, it is a smartphone. It's a kind of a rite of passage for him. But the major thing is, we need to make sure, I mean, he won't have access to any internet at all when he's outside the home. And there will be restrictions. I love iPhones because they actually have some really good restrictions that you can click on. And you can put your own code in there so they can't change it. And you can actually put on there what they need, what they can watch, what they can, who they can talk to, et cetera, et cetera. And so online safety is critical. Let me give you five things, okay? Five
Great.
Things. That parents can do to make sure their children are safe online. The first thing is, don't have devices in bedrooms. It's really, really important, not just for their sleep, but it's also really important so you actually are aware of what's going on. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is, get involved with either who they're talking to or what they're watching. So what that means is that don't just sit them down and say, okay, you can go on YouTube or you can go play Xbox or you can do all that stuff, right? Get involved, play a game with them, get connected, right? Number three is actually recognizing that from a social media perspective, so any teenagers out there, one, don't let them be on social media until they're 13 plus, as much as you can, hold off as much as you can, right? Because social media is where a lot of bullying happens, etc. Number four is, make sure that your online safety network, so for instance, you know, when because you've got phones and things like that in the home, that it actually either goes into a locked cabinet at night or is only charging in a certain place, to make sure that it's only charging in a certain place overnight, okay? And also that there's some filters on your internet to make sure that they can't get onto things. The other thing is, the fifth thing is to make sure that you have a like a social media license or an online license, that they're aware of the dangers of online, but also understanding the importance of how to be safe.
You're listening to Neil Milton and some very wonderful practical tips there for online safety. We're going to come back and wrap it up for this morning after Sly and the Family Stone. Thanks so much for being a part of our Community Conversations program this morning. Neil Milton has been our special guest from Child Safe Australia. Neil, a final word from you, and then we're out of time for this morning.
Christmas is meant to be a really fun time for children. Let's make it fun for them by keeping them safe. And the way you can do that is make sure that you are giving them a voice, and that's super important.
Fantastic. Neil, wise words and important words at this time of the year. And thank you so much for being our special guest this morning, Neil, for our second last program for the year.
No,
listeners, we'll be back with our Christmas panel next week, How to Make a Successful Christmas. We look forward to your company then. Have a great week.